Let us humble our hearts before Almighty Yahweh's throne at this time. Father Yahweh, we come before you on this, the Holy Sabbath day, to give honor and glory to you, give praise to your name. Father, help us to do that which is right in your sight, to open our hearts and minds to receive your implanted word. Let that word have free course in us, that it would correct us, Father, and guide us, and teach us in the way that you would like us to go. Again, Father, we thank you for all you've done for us, for our life, health, and strength. We thank you for the blessing that you've bestowed upon those that have a petition before you on this day. Bless those again, Father, that are on the prayer list that have a petition before you. We ask, Father, that you would answer all their prayers, all their cries, and their pleas to you. According to your will, Father, heal those that you would have healed and lift those up from their bed of affliction. Grant those the things they have need of, Father, that are seeking a blessing from you. We ask for guidance, Father, that you would guide your people, that you would prepare us for your kingdom that's soon coming upon this earth. Help us, Father, to show our love one to another, to even our enemy, Father, not just our neighbor, not just our family members, but help us, Father, to overcome Satan the devil in this life as we seek to do that which is right in your sight. Let us show that love that Yahshua showed toward us. Father, we thank you for that saving blood, the blood of Yahshua, that has allowed us to overcome our sins, Father, and to overcome this world. Because Yahshua overcame this world and Satan the devil. So we thank you, Father, for his sacrifice. And we ask, Father, that as we walk in his footsteps, as we seek to be more like him, that we would draw ourselves closer to you, in closer communion with you, Father, so that we can learn of you as we prepare to enter into the holy time that is soon coming upon us. In Yahshua's holy name, we ask all his favors and blessings. Hallelujah. Love. Love has no boundaries is the title of this message. When we come to know the Savior, Yahshua the Messiah, we are introduced to him by love. By the very act of love in giving his life for the life of the world. He showed us that love has no boundaries because his sacrifice has affected people from all over the world. He didn't just come for Israel or the Jews. He came to give life to all men that would call on the name of Yahweh. He came to do his Father's will, not his own. We, on the other hand, have all gone astray from the bishop of our soul. Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. We're going to start there in verse 21. It says, "For to this were you called, because the Messiah also suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was there guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again, when he suffered, threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously, who his own self bore our sins in his body, upon the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live to righteousness, by whose stripes you are healed. For you were going astray like sheep, but we are now returned to the shepherd and bishop of your soul." Yahshua, by his sacrifice, has shown us that love has no boundaries. He being a Jew of the tribe of David. And we know the Jews had no dealings with other people. But see, Yahshua was not like that. He entertained the Gentiles that came to him, the woman of Zarephath that asked to eat of the crumbs of his table. See, she said, even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the table. She showed she had faith. And he said that her faith healed her daughter. Okay. The Samaritan woman, who also was not of Israel, came to him and he asked her to draw water for him and then revealed himself to her as the Messiah. Because he told her of the things that she had done in her life. And then she ran and told the rest of Samaria. And they all came out to learn of Yahshua. See, love has no boundaries. Yahshua didn't say, well, he's not going to share what he came. He said he came to do his Father's will. And his Father's will is what we're here to do. In Isaiah chapter 53, turn over there with me. We're going to start in verse 1, Isaiah 53. This is not something that is read often to the Jewish people because it talks of our Messiah. It says, who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of Yahweh been revealed? The arm of Yahweh, our arms perform for us. They do the things that we need to get done. The arm of Yahweh is Yahshua the Messiah. He's the one that created all things. He did the work. For he grew up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. But see, in Hollywood, they make him out to be this beautiful character that everybody was drawn to. But the scripture doesn't bear that out. He was despised, rejected of men, a man of sorrow, and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their face, he was despised and we esteemed him not. He wasn't lifted up until he was placed on the tree. People followed him because he fed them. There were many. He taught in parables so that the righteous who were seeking Yahweh would understand, and those that were just there for the bread would not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrow, yet we did esteem him stricken, struck of Elohim, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was wounded for our sins, brethren. He was bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. It's with his stripes we are healed. It's his shed blood that is covering us, brethren. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And Yahweh has laid on him the iniquity of us all. All of our sins have been placed on him. See? We've gone our own way. That's a problem. Because love has no boundaries. And what Yahshua wanted us to do is to follow what he, his example. Okay? That means we got to get rid of the egos that we have. And that we have to get rid of our own grand plans for whatever we plan for our lives. When we commit ourselves to Yahweh, we have to be willing to do what he wants us to do, which is the will of his Father who is in heaven. That's what Yahshua did. He committed himself to doing Yahweh's will. In verse 7, he was oppressed, yet when he was afflicted, he opened not his mouth. As a lamb that is led to slaughter, and as a sheep that before his shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, and as for his generation, who among them considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living for the transgression of my people, to whom the stroke was due? And that's who deserves that stroke, each one of us. Not Yahshua. He lived a life without sin. But that stroke was due to each one of us because we're all sinners. Not Yahshua. But he took it for us. And they made his grave with the wicked and with a rich man in his death, although he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased Yahweh to bruise him. He put him to grief. When you shall make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days. And the pleasure of Yahweh shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By the knowledge of him shall my righteous servant justify many, and he shall bear their iniquities. He bore our sins in his body on the tree, brethren. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the plunder with the strong. Because he poured out his soul to death and was numbered with the transgressors, yet he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressor. He made intercession for each and every one of us. He was the one, see? He was the one that has overcome this life and Satan the devil. Turn to Ezekiel chapter 39. 34. Ezekiel 34. Ezekiel 34:1, it says, and the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, even the shepherds, in this manner says the sovereign Yahweh, woe to the shepherds of Israel that feed themselves. Should not the shepherd feed the sheep? Now when Yahshua came upon the earth, you had the Jewish people, okay? The Jewish people were doing what? They had the Savior among them. We're talking about the leaders, the Sadducees and the Pharisees and the scribes and the Herodians. We had all of these different groups of people. And they had the bishop and shepherd of our souls there among them, Yahshua the Messiah. You eat the fat and you clothe yourselves with the wool. You kill the fatlings, but you feed not the sheep. The disease have you not strengthened, neither have you healed that which was sick. Yet they came down on Yahshua for healing on the Sabbath. They say 6 days you have to heal. You don't have to heal on the Sabbath. Yet he was relieving the oppressed. Neither have you bound that which was broken. Neither have you brought back that which was driven away. Neither have you sought that which was lost. And this is what Yahshua was doing. He was seeking those that were lost. Of the house of Israel. But with force and with rigor have you ruled over them. And they were scattered because there was no shepherd. And they became food to all the beasts of the field and were scattered. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yes, my sheep were scattered upon all the face of the earth. And there was no one that did search out, that search or seek after them. And that's what we have to do today, brethren, because love knows no boundaries. We have to go to where the people are. We have to do the work of Yahweh. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of Yahweh. As I live, says the sovereign Yahweh, surely because my sheep became a prey and my sheep became food to all the beasts of the field because there was no shepherd. Neither did my shepherds search for my sheep, but the shepherds fed themselves and fed not my sheep. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of Yahweh. In this manner, says the sovereign Yahweh, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my sheep at their hand and cause them to cease from feeding the sheep. They're no longer going to be shepherds. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves anymore. They're going to be cut off. And I will deliver my sheep from their mouth. That they may not be food for them. See, they were dining on the people, the sheep of Yahweh. He says, neither shall the shepherds feed themselves any more, and I will deliver my sheep from their mouth, that they may not be food for them. Verse 11, for thus says the sovereign Yahweh, behold, I myself, even I, will search for my sheep and will seek them out as a shepherd seeks out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered abroad. So will I seek out my sheep, and I will deliver them out of all the places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries. And I will bring them into their own land, and I will feed them upon the mountains of Israel, by the watercourses and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and upon the mountains of the height of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie down in a good fold, and on fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I myself will be their shepherd of my sheep, and I will cause them to lie down, says the sovereign Yahweh. I will seek that which was lost, and will bring back that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick. But the fat and the strong will I destroy. I will feed them with injustice. Yahweh is going to take control in these last days. See, love has no boundaries. Wherever the sheep have been scattered, he's going to recall them. Verse 17, and as for you, O my flock, thus says the sovereign Yahweh, behold, I will judge between sheep and sheep, the rams and the he-goats. Does it seem a small thing to you to have fed upon the good pasture, that you must tread down with your feet the residue of your pasture, and to have drunk the clear waters, that you must foul the residue with your feet, And as for my sheep, they shall eat that which you have trodden with your feet, and they shall drink that which you have fouled with your feet. Therefore, thus, says the sovereign Yahweh to them, behold, I will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep, because you thrust with side and with shoulder, and push all the disease with your horns, till you have scattered them abroad. Therefore will I save my flock, and they shall have no more be a prey, and they shall no more be a prey. And I will judge between sheep and sheep, and I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David. He shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. And I, Yahweh, will be their Elohim, and my servant David, prince among them. I, Yahweh, have spoken it. Now, this is in the book of Ezekiel. Okay? Ezekiel was a priest during the captivity of Israel. Where was David? David was in his grave, in the sepulcher of his fathers. This David that he's talking about is Joshua the Messiah. He's talking about a greater David, not David the king. And I will make, in verse 25, I will make with them a covenant of peace, and will cause evil beasts to cease out of the land. And they shall dwell securely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. And I will make them and the places all around my hill a blessing. And I will cause the shower to come down in its season. See? You have a couple seasons of showers. The Moray and the Malkush. The early and the latter rain. There shall be showers of blessing. And the tree of the field shall yield its fruit, and the earth shall yield its increase, and they shall be secure in their land, and they shall know that I am Yahweh when I have broken the bars of their yoke. They're going to know who's doing this, that it's Yahweh who has broken the bonds of their yoke. And have delivered them out of the hand of those that made bondmen of them. Who's made bondmen of Israel? The Egyptians? The one that they represented. Satan has made bondmen of them. Because when we're in sin, we're in bondage to Satan. And they shall no more be a prey to the nations, neither shall the beast of the earth devour them. But they shall dwell securely, and no one shall make them afraid. See, when we have that faith and confidence in Yahweh, no one is going to be able to make you afraid. Because if we have faith, we don't fear. But if we have fear, we don't have the faith we need. And I will raise up to them a plantation for renown. And they shall be no more consumed with famine in the land, neither bear the shame of the nations any more. And they shall know that I, Yahweh, their Elohim, am with them, and that they, the house of Israel, are my people, says the sovereign Yahweh. And you, my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, are men, and I am your Elohim, says the sovereign Yahweh. That means we have to be willing to yield to Almighty Yahweh. We have to be willing to do what he commands us to do. In Acts chapter 1, turn over there with me, Acts chapter 1. We're going to start in verse 1. It says, the former treaties I made, O Theophilus, O lover of Yahweh, concerning all that Joshua began both to do and to teach, until the day and rich. He was received up. After that, he had given commandment through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he also showed himself alive after his passion by many proofs, appearing to them by the space of 40 days after he had ascended. He appeared to them to the space of 40 days and speaking the things concerning the kingdom of Yahweh. And being assembled together with them, he charged them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise from the Father. So they were obedient to him because they waited. But John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized in the Holy Spirit after not many days. They therefore, when they had come together, asked him, saying, Rabbi, do you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has set within his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the farthest part of the earth. See, love has no boundaries. He's telling them that they're going to get this witness out to the farthest part of the earth. And when he had said these things, as they were looking, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they were looking steadfastly into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, you men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Joshua, whom was received up from you into heaven, so shall so come in like manner as you beheld him going into heaven. In other words, he's going to return just like you saw him go up. Psalm 34. Psalm 34, starting in verse 1. I will bless Yahweh at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in Yahweh. The meek shall hear of it and be glad. And we know Matthew 5 said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth, the Aaron, the land, the kingdom. Because the kingdom is coming to this earth, brethren. Oh, magnify Yahweh with me and let us exalt his name together. I sought Yahweh, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces shall never be confounded. This poor man cried, and Yahweh heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. All of our tribulation Yahweh will save us out of if we're faithful to him, if we are the sheep of his pasture, if we're willing to be obedient. The angel of Yahweh encamps around those who fear him, those who have faith in him, and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that Yahweh is good. Blessed is the man that takes refuge in him. Oh, fear Yahweh, you his saints, for there is no want to them to fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek Yahweh shall not want any good thing. They're not limited. They're going to receive the blessing from on high. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of Yahweh. What man is he that desires life and loves many days, that he may see good? Seek peace Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of Yahweh are toward the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. He's listening to our prayers, brethren. The face of Yahweh is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cried, and Yahweh heard, and delivered them out of all their troubles. Think about what we're going through, brethren. Our troubles are very, very small. They're very minimal compared to troubles of others, of those that do not have Yahweh in their corner. It says, the face of Yahweh is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. But what about his servants? We're going to be remembered. The righteous cried, and Yahweh heard and delivered them out of all their troubles. Not some of them, all their troubles. Yahweh is near to them that are of a broken heart and saves such as are of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but Yahweh delivers him out of them all. He keeps all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall kill the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be condemned. Yahweh redeems the soul of his servant, and none of them that take refuge in him shall be condemned. None of them. Remember verse 19. Keep that in your heart. It says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but Yahweh delivers him out of them all, brethren. And we have to keep that in the forefront of our mind as we understand that Yahweh is in control. Love has no boundary. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 to 12. 1 Peter chapter 3. It says, for he that would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips, that they speak no guile. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it, for the eyes of Yahweh are upon the righteous, and his ears to their supplication. But the face of Yahweh is upon them that do evil. We want Yahweh to be on our side. We don't want him to be our enemy. We don't want him against us. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 to 19 is our next passage. Almighty Yahweh is truly blessing his people in these last days. He has opened the door for us in many countries. Elder Peter Mamera is about to go to Uganda. Kampala, Uganda, to baptize some people. Several new families have joined us in worship in Trinidad, and it's growing. The fields are white to harvest, brethren. Pray that Yahweh would send workers to the harvest field. Got an email yesterday. This email was from someone from Pakistan who wants to join our faith. And the thing about this email that kind of blew me away is that it wasn't new. He was asking the same thing he asked back in 2008. I got this email from Carl Bloodworth, who had been dealing with the man at the time. He let him know back in 2008 we didn't have any people over in Pakistan for him to join with. But he told him to read literature, get on the website, study, Show yourself approved. Do the things you need to do to build, you know, to gain the knowledge you need to serve Yahweh. And I got the list of the emails back and forth. Carl had sent me the whole, you know, and this was over a period of time. But the last email was still back in like 2009. So here, the man sends us another email. This is 2013. He's still there. He's still faithful. He still wants to be a part of YPTC. Okay? Love has no boundary. Yahweh has put this into place. We have people in the Philippines just like that who are waiting for more brethren in the area or me to send them information that they can travel to where there are more brethren. Now, we kind of live far apart right now, where the one lives in Negron Occidental, which is way in the south near Mindanao, and the rest live up near Cebu City, something like that. I don't have all of the areas in the Philippines down, but that'll come. But in 1 Peter 4, verse 12, it says, "Beloved, think it is not strange concerning the fiery trial among you, which comes upon you to prove you, as though a strange thing happened to you. But in so much as you are partakers of the Messiah's suffering, rejoice, that at the revelation of his glory you may also rejoice with exceeding joy. If you are reproached for the name of the Messiah, you are blessed, because the glorious Spirit of Yahweh rests upon you. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a meddler in other men's matters. But if a man suffer as a despised believer, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify Yahweh in this name. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of Elohim. And if it begin first at us, what shall be the end of them that do not obey the good tidings of Yahweh? Where are they going to stand? Where are they going to appear? And if the righteous is scarcely saved, where shall the lawless and sinner appear? They won't, brethren. They won't. Therefore, let them also that suffer according to the will of Yahweh commit their souls in well-doing to a faithful Creator. The fields are white to harvest, brethren. Pray that Yahweh would send workers to the harvest field. Love has no boundaries. He, Yahshua, is soon returning, and he wants a bride who is ready. Are we ready for Yahshua, brethren? That's the question I have for you today. Because he has given us an open door. Turn to Colossians chapter 4. Colossians chapter 4, we'll start in verse 2. It says, "Continue steadfastly in prayer, watching in it with thanksgiving, with praying for us also, that Elohim may open to us a door for the word, to speak the mystery of the Messiah, for which I am also in bond, that I may make it manifest," excuse me, "as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward them that are outside, redeeming the time, let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one." Revelation chapter 3, verse 7. This is to the angel of the assembly in Philadelphia. "These things says he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David, he that opens and no one shuts, and that shuts and none opens. I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door which none can shut, that you have a little power and did keep my word and did not deny my name. Behold, I give of the synagogue of Satan, of them that say they are Jews or worshipers of Yahweh, and they are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and to worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you because you did keep the word of my patience. I will also keep you from the hour of trial, that hour which is to come upon the whole world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. I come quickly, hold fast that which you have, that no one take your crown. He that overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my Elohim, and he shall go out from there no more, and I will write upon him the name of my Elohim and the name of the city of my Elohim, the new Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my Elohim and my own new name. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assembly. Yahweh has given us an open door in these last days. Zechariah chapter 8. Turn to Zechariah chapter 8. We're going to start in verse 14. Remember, love has no boundaries. For thus says Yahweh of hosts, as I thought to do evil to you, when your fathers provoked me to wrath, says Yahweh of hosts, and I repented not. So again have I thought in these days to do good to Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. Do not fear. These are the things that you shall do. Speak you every man the truth with his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates, and let none of you devise evil in your hearts against his neighbor, and love no false oath. For all these are things that I hate, says Yahweh. And the word of Yahweh of hosts came to me, saying, in this manner, says Yahweh of hosts, the fast of the fourth month, and the fast of the fifth, and the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth shall be to the house of Judah joy and gladness and a cheerful feast. Therefore love, truth, and peace. In this manner, says Yahweh of hosts, it shall yet come to pass that there shall come peoples and inhabitants of many cities, and the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, let us go speedily to entreat the favor of Yahweh and to seek Yahweh of hosts. I will go also. Yes, many peoples and strong nations shall come to seek Yahweh of hosts in Jerusalem and to entreat the favor of Yahweh. In this manner, says Yahweh of hosts, in those days shall it come to pass that 10 men shall take hold. 10 men. Now we know that 10 was the number of the tribes of Israel that went into captivity. So it's saying that these 10 men, and I'm saying this is Israel, that shall come and take hold. All the languages of the nations, they shall take hold of the skirt of him who is a worshiper of Yahweh, not the physical Jew, but those who are a worshiper of Yahweh, because they worship Adonai. They worship Hashem. They shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a worshiper of Yahweh, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that Elohim is with you. And truly Yahweh is with his people. This is why there's going to be a resurgence, a restoration. And in this passage of Zechariah chapter 8, it's talking about the fast of the fourth month, which is the 17th day of Tammuz, which is the Babylonian name of the month. The sin of the golden calf, that happened on the 17th day of the fourth month. Also, the end of the daily sacrifice happened on the 17th of fourth month. The fast of the fifth month, which is the ninth of Av, Tish B'Av, which was the day that both temples were destroyed, and many other major catastrophic things happened to Israel. The fast of the seventh. Now, the Jews deal with something on the third, but we deal with Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the holiest day of the Hebrew calendar. And that's the day that we're at one with Yahweh. The two become one. The fast of the 10th Tevet. The siege of Jerusalem by Nebuchadnezzar. It falls the 7th or 8th day after Hanukkah. Matthew chapter 11, verse 25. Page 758 for those who have the sacred scriptures. It says, at that season, Yahshua answered and said, I thank you, O Father, sovereign of heaven and earth, that you did hide these things from the wise and understanding and did reveal them to babes. Yes, Father, for if so, it was well-pleasing in your sight. All things have been delivered to me of my Father. All things. And no one knows the Son save the Father. Neither does any know the Father save the Son, and to whomever the Son wills to reveal him. And that's what he told us in his high priestly prayer in John 17. Whomever he wills to reveal. And Yahshua has revealed Yahweh to us. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest to your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. There are many people out there who are still seeking Yahweh. And it's our job, according to Matthew 28:16-20, the Great Commission, to go out and do this work, to make sure they hear of the hope that is within us, so that they would praise Almighty Yahweh. Romans chapter 10. We're going to close here. Romans chapter 10. Brethren, my heart's desire and my supplications to Elohim is for them that they may be saved. He wants these people who are in all these outlying areas who are seeking Yahweh to be saved. For I bear witness to them witness that they have a zeal for Yahweh, but not according to knowledge. This is Paul talking to the Romans. For being ignorant of Yahweh's righteousness and seeking to establish their own, they did not subject themselves to the righteousness of Yahweh. And the leaders of Israel did not. See, Paul was one of those people. Yahshua had to turn him around on Damascus Road. He thought he was doing right. But what was he doing? He was persecuting Yahshua's followers. See? And Paul was a very educated man. He was well educated in the Torah. He knew the law, but he didn't know Yahshua. See? And that Yahshua had to be taught him. and Yahshua was taught to him. So he had a different perspective at that point. Verse 4 says, for the Messiah is the end. That term is goal, number 5056 in the Greek, of the law to righteousness to everyone that believes. For Moses writes that a man that does the righteousness which is of the law shall live by it. But the righteousness which is of faith says this, say not in your heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring the Messiah down. Or who shall descend into the abyss? That is to bring the Messiah up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Because if you shall confess with your mouth that Yahshua is sovereign, and shall believe in your heart that Yahweh raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. And we have many people out here who are seeking this knowledge, who want to be saved. They want to know of the Savior that we worship. For with the heart man believes to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him shall not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between the Jew or the Greek. For the same master is sovereign of all, and is rich to all that call upon him. For whoever shall call on the name of Yahweh shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? See, love has no boundaries. We have to go and teach those people. And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they should be sent? Even as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that bring glad tidings of good things. But they did not all listen to the glad tidings. For Isaiah says, Yahweh, who has believed our report? So belief comes of hearing, and hearing by the word of Yahweh. But I say, did they not hear? Yes, truly. Their sound went out into all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. But I say, did Israel not know? First Moses said, I will provoke you to jealousy with that which is no nation. With a nation void of understanding will I anger you. And Isaiah is very bold and says, I was found of those that did not search for me. I became manifest to them that did not ask of me. But as to Israel, he says, all the day long, I spread out my hands to a disobedient and gainsaying people. Almighty Yahweh is looking for a people who are willing to go beyond their own lives, to step outside of their comfort zone, to make this work go far, because love has no boundaries. We have people who are seeking Yahweh from the Philippines, from Pakistan, from Africa, from India, from all these other places. And guess what? The fields are white to harvest. The work is great, but we need laborers. We need more servants to the harvest field. We need people who are willing to do Yahweh's will. And that's what Yahshua says. I am come to do the will of him that sent me. What about you? Are we here to do our own will, to do our own thing, to fulfill our own calling? See, it's time to get rid of the egos and serve Yahweh with one consent. Yahweh is doing a work in these last days. He's unifying. He's calling the people together to serve him. We hope and pray that Almighty Yahweh has touched your heart today to put your shoulder to the wheel. And I know many of you that are part of YPTC are diligently doing just that. You're doing a great work. But we have to witness this faith to others so that they would see and that they would glorify Yahweh's name. So may Almighty Yahweh bless you as you continue to come before Him and to serve Him with one consent. I'd like to ask Brother Davis if he would come up and close with a word of prayer.
Almighty Yahweh, as we come humbly but boldly before your throne of mercy and grace, we've heard the word that was embedded in our spirits, and we ask that you would seal it. But we also ask, Almighty Yahweh, that you will allow us to walk according to you, the shepherd and bishop of our souls. We ask, Almighty Yahweh, that you would be our peace as we conform to Yahshua as he lives in us. Allow us to be reminded that we must go through similar trials and tribulations as he did. We ask, Almighty Yahweh, that you would allow the leaders to discern what Messiah went through and do the work a shepherd does. We ask, Almighty Yahweh, that you would convict the leaders to deal with the people in truth. We ask, Almighty Yahweh, that you would allow we, your children, in our hearts and our minds to be united to fear your name. Allow your angel to encamp round about us because we fear you, Almighty Yahweh. Allow us to remember that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you shall deliver us from them all. Allow us to be remembered to allow us to be righteous so that you can remedy our situations in righteousness, Almighty Yahweh. We ask that you would allow a door to be open for the word so that we can speak the mystery of Messiah. We ask, Almighty Yahweh, that you would allow us to speak the truth with our neighbors. Allow us to execute the judgment of truth and peace in our gates. Allow us not to devise evil in our hearts against our neighbors. Allow us to remember the facts that you pointed out, Almighty Yahweh. Allow us to come to you as a babe in purity and truth. And allow our hearts to be converted unto you. And allow us to do thy will. We ask these and all other blessings right now, Almighty Yahweh. In your son Yahshua's name, hallelujah.
For our closing song, if you take your song books and turn over with me to number 33, we'll sing Holy Love. Any waters cannot quench your love. Rivers cannot overwhelm fear. Oceans of fear cannot conceal Yahweh's love for me. Any waters cannot quench your love. Rivers cannot overwhelm. And I can see Yahweh's love for me. Your love for me. Holy Yahweh. Holy me. Holy Yahweh. Like the deepest sea,
I will not see.